This is Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. I'm your host, Trevor Harris. Joining me in studio this week is the chair of the University of Missouri School of Music, Dr. Julia Gaines. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Here we are at the end of the school year. Can you reflect on some of the high points of the last two semesters?
Oh, sure. We have had such a yo-yo year this year. It's really been filled with some extreme highs and then some extreme lows. I'm not sure we've had a year like it. I would have to say some of our highs definitely are in our performances, but we were able to get a couple trips in, too. Our marching band went to Ireland, and I got to accompany them, and that was a huge high point, I know, for a lot of our students as well. In 2 weeks, our choir goes to China, and they are so looking forward to that trip, another huge high for them coming up. We had some fantastic new music written. You know, we are kind of the new music school. We're really getting known for that. And we've had some really great pieces. In the last 2 weeks, we've had a piece for choir, a piece for wind ensemble, and a piece for with our Show Me Opera. All brand new pieces, and they're really, really fantastic. There's so many great performances, it's hard to name them all. You know, we've had some lows, too. I can think particularly for me, that Wednesday after everything happened in November, it was the day we all felt unsafe for no reason. There was no reason, but the social media allowed us to feel that way. And it turned out, from what I've heard from our students, to be one of the most memorable days in discussion for the students that did show up to campus. Many of them reflect to that particular lecture in that class on that day, saying how meaningful it was. I know I took a walk around campus and I ended up in tears because it just didn't feel like the campus that I knew and loved. So that was definitely a low point. I think, unfortunately, we're ending on a little bit of a low point as I have to look at budget cuts next year and things like that. So I love looking towards the performances and definitely don't like crunching the numbers.
Looking ahead to the summer of activities that are on the School of Music calendar, the calendar gets slimmer in some ways, but it gets fuller for certain periods. What are you most excited about this summer, musically speaking?
Well, really, in June is when we start looking ahead toward the fall. We really start prepping the fall in June. Of course, our Summer Music Festival coming up at the end of July is a huge highlight, and we will be prepping for that and getting ready for that as well. But we just had State Festival last week, and we have all these names to look at of talented students, and we combine that with the All-State list, and we really start strategizing on where we're going to recruit next year. And that's kind of fun and exciting to see where this new talent is potentially, or where the talent that we know is, and schedule those visits and stuff. We'd really like to get some students that are on campus in our ensembles, so we are real active in summer welcome and make sure people know about us there. But you're right, musically it does kind of quiet many of it does kind of quiet down. Many of our students will be in the summer orchestra that is done at the Missouri Theater for 5 weeks, so that's a really nice time. A lot of our students are off to summer festivals, and they're members of month-long, week-long music camps where they get immersed into that great kind of instruction. So even though there's not a lot of music going on our campus in the Fine Arts Building, it's great to know that they're all out there learning and that they're going to come back and share that with us in the fall.
That was the director of the MU School of Music, Dr. Julia Gaines.